Two sports stations. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their new website, 56david.com. That's 56david.com.
Joe Sheehan.
I don't know if you read what Joe Sheehan wrote.
I did.
Baseball America, SI, and the Joe Sheehan newsletter.
Into right center, back of the warning track, the wall, it is gone!
He writes what Dan reads.
Reading is good.
Joe Sheehan with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Top of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Everyone loves riding the Zamboni on the ice. Good place to do it. In front of the Chicago Wolves crowd, to sign up for your spin on the new Turtle Wax Icebox, visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Joe Sheehan of Baseball America, Sports Illustrated, the Joe Sheehan newsletter. He is on Twitter at Joe_Sheehan. He is on the Alpamonte Ford hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Anything happening in baseball, Joe?
No, it's been pretty quiet. I've mostly been watching college basketball.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now, I have to say, you surprised me with your take on the Betts trade. I want to start there with the newsletter, because for a long time you've been a proponent of teams paying baseball players, paying good baseball players to help them win games, and decrying some of the new economics. Yet for this, near the end, there's one line here: not everything is class warfare. And in your world, this seems like this trade made sense and that it's okay. Why so?
I think you have to take the Red Sox history into account here. Since John Henry took over the team, they've been in the top five in payroll in all but 1 year. That was when they finished sixth. They've won four championships since he took over. The last 5 years, they've spent $1 billion in salaries and benefits on players. They paid so much in salaries a couple of years ago that they triggered penalties against their draft that are buried deep in the CBA. No team other than the Yankees and Dodgers has paid more in tax penalties. And the idea that all of a sudden John Henry is Bob Nutting. I mean, we have legitimately cheap owners in Major League Baseball. Nutting, Larry Dolan, for most of his time running the team, the late David Glass. And to decide that John Henry is somehow the enemy because of a decision that, you know, he and Chaim Bloom have reached in terms of bets is more than a little ridiculous. This was a baseball trade. It's not that it doesn't seem like the Red Sox have just decided that they wanted to suddenly, you know, have an $85 million. They don't want to be the Wilpons. You know, they don't want to run the Mets with a mid-market payroll. But they have a choice of playing out a year with Betts, keeping him, probably doing no better than winning the wild card at best, at absolute best, and then losing bets. Because it's not as if, I guess where I see the disconnect is, I think a lot of people just figure if the Red Sox just throw a bunch of money at Mookie Betts, he'll sign. And every indication we have from Betts is that it's not necessarily about how much money it is. I'd like to go hit the market. I'd like to be a free agent. Excuse me, guys. And that's only been exacerbated over the last 3 months here. Remember, for 2 years, the free agent market wasn't that enticing. Now we've had Rendon sign for 35 AAV. We've had Cole sign for 36 AAV. I think if you Mookie Betts, you want to hit the market.
When you say it's a baseball trade, though, it's difficult for me to just think of it as a baseball trade because David Price got attached to it. To me, that's as much salary dump as it is baseball trade, and I wonder how that squares with you.
It's a baseball trade with that element as part of it. I mean, they did put Price's deal in the trade, but guys, look what they got. And again, we're talking about a trade that's been held up because of the right-hander Bruce de Gratterall's shoulder problems. But they got back Alex Verdugo. Alex Verdugo was a top 50 prospect coming into 2018. He was a top 50 prospect coming into 2019. He's 23 years old. He was a three-win player last year for the Dodgers. He's controlled for the next 5 years. The idea that this is a dump is belied by the fact that they got a very good player back. And in Gratterall, they got somebody who, while probably not going to hold up as a starter, could walk into a bullpen tomorrow and be a power reliever. So a salary dump to me is what the Marlins did. If you look at the returns the Marlins got for Ozuna, Yelich, and Stanton, they just didn't get much. Sandy Alcantara is probably the best player they got in all three deals combined. And yeah, he made the All-Star team last year. He's probably a number three starter type. But the Dodgers got somebody who's probably going to make a couple of all-star teams in Verdugo. They didn't just dump a salary, in part because, you know, they're only trading 1 year of Betts and, you know, the 3 years of Price and throwing in some money. Yes. Once you've decided to trade Betts, then your goal for 2020 is to get far below the payroll tax threshold to make sure that you're not triggering penalties so that you can reset everything. Remember, that's what the Dodgers are doing. The Dodgers got below the threshold for a couple of years, which means they can take on Betts and Price, go over the threshold, and only trigger the lowest possible penalties. The Red Sox would have been paying a 50% tax on the overage, which is a ton of money, guys.
No, I get that. It's just you're shedding that space so that you can maybe go sign a player like Mookie Betts once he hits free agency.
Right, and Mookie Betts is expected, by everything we've seen, to hit free agency. There's nothing preventing the Red Sox from 8 months from now going to Mookie Betts and offering him $11,385.
Well, that'd be the right thing for them to do. What purpose does the luxury tax serve, really?
It keeps teams from spending money on players. I mean, it's the penalties for the, I mean, I get that there's this attitude, well, it's not a lot of money and they should just pay it, but it's a disincentive to just write an additional check because, you know, remember, the teams that are paying the tax are also the teams that are coughing up enormous amounts of money in revenue sharing. And they're also the teams that are sharing the national money, even though, you know, let's face it, guys, the Red Sox, Yankees, Dodgers, and Cubs drive the value of the national money more than the Padres, Royals, Marlins, and Pirates do. That's just, but they're sharing that money equally. So I think it's fair for a team to say, you know something, we put enough money into the system. We're just going to take a year and not pay it. But what the luxury tax does is it keeps the top-end payrolls from getting too far ahead of, you know, the mid-market payrolls. It's designed to suppress salaries, and it does that very well. And if you look at the design of it, guys, the threshold where you trigger the tax has risen far less than the rate at which revenues have risen. So you now have a situation where, you know, if the tax threshold had gone up in proportion to revenues, and again, we go back to the MLBPA just not showing up for consecutive CBA negotiations, but the threshold would be somewhere in like the mid-200s at this point. And that's where it should be. But right now it is artificially low, and it's causing teams at the top of the payroll scale to repeatedly bump up against it, which is holding down salaries at the top end. Without a tax threshold at all, the high-end individual salaries would be well over $40 million. With a tax threshold that had risen with revenues, the top-end salaries would be at least, at the very least, around $40 million. So it's doing the job of tamping down the high-end salaries.
We're going to see if we can improve our connection here with Joe Sheehan as we talk baseball before we start speculating about how all this stuff is going to affect the possible trade of Chris Bryant, because it's all in that context. The fact that that deal happened was sobering because it made it real. You know, none of these things sort of dawn on us until they actually occur. And the fact that the conversations were had and all people close to the deal, even though there is the Gratterall holdup, feel that that's going to come through one way or another. It's going to take time to look over the medicals of everything. They've got to exchange all the medical reports, and then there's usually somebody just cuts a check.
You can't go trade Mookie Betts and then not trade Mookie Betts.
Right.
It that has to get done. They will fix it. They'll identify the issues and get a better prospect or a different prospect group in there.
Joe, do you believe that MLB could come up with an NBA-type Larry Bird rights arrangement in which a certain amount of own free agent re-signing does not count toward the tax?
I think that's one approach. I've never necessarily bought into the idea that, you know, there's something morally superior to keeping your own players, when the original thing is your own players tend to come to you through a system, the draft, that, you know, we talk about homegrown players, but it's not like Mookie Betts chose the Red Sox. The Red Sox chose Mookie Betts and got to pay him far below market value for, you know, 5 or 6 years. So I don't necessarily think I've never really liked the incentivizing of, well, if you keep the player, it doesn't count as much towards the cap. Or if you keep the player, you get to pay him more, which is the NBA system. So I don't necessarily like that. I think the long-term solutions are really structural, whether it's an earlier free agency, you eliminate arbitration. I'm a big fan of a larger minimum salary, which will change the equation between veteran players and young players. But as far as free agency is concerned, you really got to eliminate the restrictions on the market. You know, all of this, all of the rules we have date to a conversation that was happening 40 years ago, and free agency is going to ruin the game. That mental framework has driven all of these discussions over the years. But we now know that baseball has so much money that free agency isn't going to ruin the game. And you've got to stop being afraid of players getting to choose where they play. You've got to stop being afraid of money. So if you've got to have some kind of restriction at the top, that's fine. But move that threshold far higher. Move that threshold in line with revenues so that the players have a reasonably free market at the top.
See, I'm with you that it needs to be structural. I think the most crucial issue here is arranging to pay players more fairly for their production in years 1 through 6 of their service time. I just, with a CBA coming up here sooner than a lot of people imagine, I don't know, do you have any sense that they can win anything in those first 6 years, that the players can win any kind of compensation there?
Do you think the players can sustain a strike?
No,
not for longer than one season.
No, and that's where, well, even one season I think is a lot.
Yeah, it would be.
I think, yeah, we're 25 years past the last strike. There's no player who, there are very few players who even played with a player who went on strike. And the union, as we say, has become a very NFLPA-ish house union over the last few negotiations. I'm not sure they're prepared for war. And here's the problem. They don't have a whole lot to give short of a strike. The only thing they have really left to give is playing the games, because they've given away so much in recent years. The owners want to come to the table and say, things are great, let's just continue the negotiation. The players want to make a lot of changes, but they don't have a lot to offer to get those changes. It's going to have to be, if not a war, certainly a very large battle for the players to get what they want. And I'm not sure the players can sustain a strike. So I agree, guys, I think the 2021 negotiation is going to be very hard.
All right, with everything you said about John Henry, everything you said about him being able to be reasonably frugal in this regard, I want you to overlay those thoughts with what could or might happen with Tom Ricketts and Chris Bryant and a similar situation with the Cubs with 2 years left of Chris Bryant.
I don't, this is going to get me in trouble, but I don't really like putting Bryant and Betts on the same scale. Betts has been far better than Bryant over the course of the last, just in Bryant's career. And we put them in the same category. I'm like, I don't really know if I see that. Bryant's a very good player, but he's not on that level. I think because it's 2 years and because the Cubs have a core, I mean, I don't know, this is, the difference for me is the Yankees. When the Yankees signed Gerrit Cole, it changed the Red Sox 2020 season. All of a sudden, you had a team that had already finished 19 games behind the Yankees. Now the Yankees had gotten better. The Red Sox haven't done anything. The Red Sox could reasonably say, we probably can't win this year. We only have 1 year of Betts. The baseball thing to do is to trade him. The Cubs are right now no worse than a co-favorite in the NL Central. Even having done nothing this winter, the Brewers didn't do anything. The Cardinals didn't do anything. The Reds did a bunch of things, but they're still not, I don't think, as good as the Cubs. So if the Cubs trade Bryant, they're writing off a season where they're actually the favorite in the division. So I don't think the Cubs can make a trade like this unless they're making like a direct baseball trade where they say get a comparable starting pitcher. If you make a baseball trade for Bryant for
Max Fried,
Matthew Boyd, Max Fried, somebody like that. Somebody's going to step into the rotation. It's a baseball trade. I think you can get away with that. If you make a trade that's a rebuilding type trade with Bryant, I don't think you can get away with that because of the difference between the Cubs situation, a co-favorite in the division, and the Red Sox situation where they're a wild card contender at best.
So that was kind of the next question. If the Cubs are looking at a similar situation, packaging Bryant with, I don't know, a contract like Chatwood, that would be, sounds like horrible to you.
Yeah, I don't, the Cubs haven't, I don't have it in front of me, guys, what the Cubs tax situation has been the last couple of years. But this is a different situation to me where I look at the Henrys' history, and again, top five payrolls, 14 years, 4 championships, and you got to give them the benefit of the doubt. Even though the Cubs won in 2016, all of their actions since then, they've burned a lot of benefit of the doubt. They've acted in that Wilpon-ish manner instead of saying, hey, look, we've got a core here, let's put the hammer down. They've now started saying, well, we put a lot of money into the stadium, into the surrounding area. What was the quote last year? There is no money?
Yeah. No money for Craig Kimbrell, too, which they ended up going to sign, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, yeah, that's where there should have been no money. There's a lack of again, comparing the Ricketts family to Henry, there's not the same level of credibility. And what have you done over time to put a championship team on the field? How much money have you spent to put a championship team on the field? And when you're saying things like there is no money, you really alienate the people whose benefit of the doubt you're going to need.
When you look at some of the projections that have come out, Baseball Prospectus has come out with Pecota individual player projections. We'll skip the Cubs for the moment, but what stood out to me most, and we're going to get to this a little bit later after we're done talking too, the Luis Robert conversation is an interesting one. Pecota has projected a guy who has never played Major League Baseball for a four warp season. Joe, what's going on?
I think Robert benefits from going to get a very good defensive projection. Guy's a true center fielder, and that's going to help. So even at the bats, and I haven't seen the projection guy. I'm going off the WAR number you're giving me here.
Yeah.
But we know he can hit. He had a big year last year, took a big step forward. The defense is going to help him. The position is going to help him. I don't have a problem seeing that. I'm not sure he wins the Rookie of the Year. I think him and Joe Adell is going to be a great conversation. But one of the reasons the White Sox could make the moves they made this winter is because they expected to get production this year from Robert, likely from Nick Madrigal, maybe from Michael Kopech. They were going to get a lot of internal improvements as well. They're a team that could make a 20-game improvement year over year because of these internal improvements. So, yeah, I think that Robert projection is reasonable. Maybe it's at the high end, but I don't think anybody in Chicago can be picking on Pecota right now, right, after last year with the Cubs. Was it a year ago where they were just killing Pecota in Chicago?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, different populations there, and I don't think the Cubs fans are going to be real happy on Monday when that win total comes out, just trying to get a look here at some of the individual valuations of some of the Cubs. How do you use the Pecota projections? How do they inform you?
I use the Zip system pretty extensively. That's Dan Szymborski over at Fangraphs. I use Steamer for individuals, and then I use Pecota because they have I like their team projections the best. And I kind of tend to use all of them. I don't use them individually. When I'm putting together my stuff, and you know, as we get closer to opening day, or now when I'm working on the Sports Illustrated preview, they just came out. But I want to look at the different systems because they have different strengths. Pecota historically has been better at picking players and doing outliers. I'm taking a player who doesn't have a lot of experience, like a Luis Robert. That's where I'm going to go to. Whereas Steamer is better for players who have a longer MLB track record.
Joe, get back to work. I know you're busy. Thank you.
Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, Joe.
Joe Sheehan, brought to you by Grand Appliance and TV. 3 days only. Shop the biggest appliance sale of the year at Grand Appliance and TV. February 6th through 8th. Get President's Day prices and hundreds in grand rebate savings for appliance deals you won't find anywhere else. Shop a store near you today. A couple things in there. He mentioned Dan Szymborski of Fangraphs. Dan's going to join us on Monday.
Well, that's wonderful. He's a smart guy and a great baseball mind.
Yeah, really good baseball mind. And we're going to have more activity over the weekend. And Monday's going to be the Baseball Prospectus release of the projected team win totals. But you've got individual numbers for every major leaguer in Chicago and elsewhere.
You got a ball player you want to know what Pecota thinks about? Let me know. You can text it. We can talk about it. We got the whole list. We're going to go through Cubs. We're going to go through White Sox. We're going to see what the 2020 season just might look like. Bernstein and McKnight, that's what we're up to next on The Score.
The Text Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com.
This week at Walgreens, get great deals on the everyday essentials you need. Right now, 12-pack Pepsi products are 3 for $9.99 with card, limit 3. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
If you're interested in learning about reverse mortgage loans, listen to this recent Team Hochberg reverse mortgage success story. Meet Mary, an 80-year-old widow barely surviving on her monthly Social Security check. So she called Team Hochberg for a free consultation. And Team Hochberg reverse mortgage loan expert Jose Rodriguez answered Mary's questions and assured her she would continue owning her home when she refinanced into a reverse mortgage. Jose then helped Mary secure a reverse mortgage to pay off her existing mortgage or credit card debt and save $950 a month. The loan also enabled Mary to pay her taxes and insurance for the next 15 years. If you'd like more information on how a reverse mortgage can increase your cash flow like it increased Mary's by over $11,000 a year, call Team Hochberg at 855-56-DAVID or visit reversedavid.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but can't help if you don't call. 855-56-DAVID or visit reversedavid.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? Ha ha, I got it! I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/needle. That's ZipRecruiter.com/needle. ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Home Depot has a secret recipe for new kitchen appliances. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, like a stainless steel Whirlpool kitchen package for only $19.98. You get a side-by-side refrigerator, electric range, dishwasher, microwave, and for a limited time, over $1,000 off. Guess the secret's out. Save now on a Whirlpool kitchen, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. Gas extra. See store for details. Valid through February 26th.
This week at Walgreens, get great deals on the everyday essentials you need. Right now, 12-pack Pepsi products are 3 for $9.99 with card. Limit 3. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids.
also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The floor is yours, Senator. You've got the information, and I want to know, what does this complicated algorithm spit out for the performances of critical baseball players for Chicago's teams in 2020?
Well,
it's Pecota, and it's not a person.
It's not a person.
It's not people.
Nope.
It's just a program.
It's a whole bunch of math that has come up with how you're going to enjoy your baseball season. Pecota is what Pecota is, right? It's a reasonable projection on what players will do. And we just talked to Joe Sheehan. He likes it for individual player performances a little bit more than teams. The team projections come out Monday. So if you're asking how many wins for the Cubs, how many wins for the White Sox, they don't have that yet. We're not there yet. But here's what I can start with, and here's what I'll tell you. It feels to me a little bit like the Cubs came out individually about where you'd expect them, and bad pitching.
Yep.
The White Sox came out a little higher than you'd expect most of the hitters, the foundational hitters, and not so great pitching. Okay, that kind of feels like where things were headed. Let me give you a couple. Projected for the fourth highest win total in baseball in terms of position players is White Sox new catcher, Yasmani Grandal. Yasmani Grandal is projected to have a 5.7 wins above replacement season. He trails only Mike Trout, Mookie Betts, and Alex Bregman when it comes to position players and the projected total of wins above replacement. First of all, we know this. Framing is a huge part of Yasmani Grandal's game. And I like the signing so much for what it may potentially do for everybody else that he's going to work with. Every single pitcher down the line, if you get that extra pitch, that extra strike, that helps increase everybody's value. Grandal is a terrific signing, especially even at the value you signed him for. Dan, I don't think that you'd guess, I don't think many would guess, the next highest projected win total for a Chicago position player. I will give you both the Cubs and the White Sox in this. You scroll down the list and you get to the number 16. The 16th highest projected win total in baseball via Pecota.
And this is position player
position
only.
Position player only. I'll get to the pitchers.
I'm going to say it's one of two for sure. It's either Eloy Jimenez or Yoan Moncada.
Neither.
Really?
Neither. In fact,
is it Rizzo?
It's Anthony Rizzo. 4.1 for Anthony Rizzo. Here's how they give you slash lines too. They give you batting average and balls in play. They give you
age would tail him off a little bit because generally it favors youth.
I did too. 280, 390, 499 for Anthony Rizzo with a solid 25 home runs is how Pecota sees that kind of thing. Who do you really like? Who are you in love with? Who do you want to know and what do you want to see, right?
If you're
a White Sox fan, Luis Robert is on this list, right? You got to know.
Only projected from minor league numbers, which they did say in their cover letter that they think they've gotten much better at doing.
They're real happy about it. Crowing just a little bit. They did the math so they can get it. Luis Robert is projected for a 4 wins above replacement season.
That's rookie of the year.
It might be. One thing worth noting, Joe Adell, who is a terrific rookie for the Angels.
Yeah.
Got himself all ripped up last year with a bad ankle. So he might play into this too, and with the playing time. 266, 318, 499 for Luis Robert. And in fact, they do write-ups for this kind of stuff. They fixed you a couple different players. 10 hitters who will surprise. Here's how Baseball Prospectus wrote up Luis Robert, one of the best prospects in baseball, and certainly a guy that the White Sox will need to achieve if they're going to make a push for the playoffs. Pecota projects Robert to find value as a down-the-order bat in Chicago's revamped lineup. A 114 deserved runs created plus might not wow anyone off the bat, but it's the second-best projection for any age 22 hitter, ahead of Bo Bichette, ahead of Gavin Lux. Pecota recognizes Robert's penchant for swinging and missing and sees an ugly 171-29 strikeout-to-walk ratio.
Woof.
Still, 65 extra base hits cover a multitude of sins. Add in a strong defensive outlook, 8 fielding runs above average.
Damn.
And Robert's 4 wins above replacement places him second among his age cohort, trailing only Acuna, Ronald Acuna Jr. It's not clear how well Robert will react to a steady diet of Major League breaking balls, but we know he can tattoo a fastball when he gets it. What is clear is why the White Sox wanted him in the opening day lineup. That's why he signed for the extension you signed.
All right, let's run through some of the numbers here. Schwarber, Baez, Happ, anybody else that might matter, all of these guys.
Baez projects really well, 266, 310, 491, with a 3.6 wins above replacement season.
Okay.
With all the potential problems of swing and miss baked into that.
So let's just go down the list. If I'm trading for Bryant, what am I getting in this season?
269, 373. 497 for Chris Bryant. They do not like the defense, and that totals out to a 3.4 wins above replacement season. Pecota's notoriously, well, has been in the past. He revamped it a lot. But that would be another downturn for Chris Bryant. If I'm betting, and I just might, although I don't think anyone's going to be a prop bet on the over-under for Pecota projections, but I would bet Chris Bryant to beat that 3.4 wins above replacement.
Yeah, I would. A healthy Chris Bryant should do that. That might be a function of games missed.
A little bit. 27 home runs for Bryant. What was another one you mentioned? Moncada?
Yep.
Find you the White Sox third baseman here. Well, either way, I'll get you Moncada in a second. Tim Anderson projected, interestingly enough, and fairly well. Guy won the AL batting title. 288, 316, 455 for Tim Anderson. 20 home runs, a 2.8 wins above replacement.
Very solid.
Yeah, some decent work there. Yoan Moncada, who a lot of people like for down ballot AL MVP kind of guy. Like, you could probably get some pretty decent odds on where Moncada might fill out on that ballot, given his season last year.
I can tell you exactly where. I will look for it.
Not so much love. 2.7 wins above replacement for Moncada, who they project to hit 27 home runs, same number as Bryant. 267, 336, 481.
You can get 50 to 1.
Moncada.
You can get 50 to 1 on Moncada winning AL MVP. It's the same odds for Eloy Jimenez.
I'm in on that,
okay,
at 50 to 1. Not so much for Jimenez. You want to stick with the hitters? You want to go to the pitchers? You tell me. You lead me.
Now, you mentioned Cubs' bad pitching, and Pecota's notorious for punishing guys for aging. So I get John Lester's going to make me want to throw up, right?
It's not good. John Lester is projected for a 0.4 wins above replacement season.
For a starter, that's really bad.
It's no, I mean, that would be a disaster.
What about
right? I mean, that would be absolutely awful.
Quintana.
Quintana. Give me a second to scroll through some of the words here, but that would. You mentioned that age is going to be a factor here, and it will. The only pitcher that projects real well for the Cubs is Kyle Hendricks.
Not Darvish.
I haven't looked up Darvish, so I take that back. I'll have to rework that up a second. But it's not real good for most of the pitching here. For Quintana, it's a 1.1 wins above replacement
season. Good enough.
For Kyle Hendricks.
Not good enough, man. That's I knew this, and I shouldn't really be surprised because I knew it. I predicted it. But I didn't think Lester would be down to less than half a win.
For Kyle Hendricks, it's a 3.27 wins above replacement season. That fits him in the top 20 projected win totals. It's not good for that pitching.
What did the second half of Kyle Schwarber mean in the overall body of work? Because, you know, Pecota doesn't isolate these things. It doesn't sort of say, well, you know, we're going to value the recency because it's recent. Maybe there could be some issues.
Is this a run that's going to stay? Have the changes really kind of held?
Right.
Yeah, I see what you mean there. The wins above replacement for Schwarber fit in at 2.8.
Same,
you want
as
the
Tim
slash
Anderson
line?
Yeah.
248, 346, 517. 32 bombs for Kyle Schwarber.
And brought down by defense then.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Because offense alone, that would come out to 3.5 wins.
Yeah, that'd be pretty nice. That would be, I think Cubs fans would be okay with that.
Yeah, you take that. I think if that becomes a representative plateau, this is who Kyle Schwarber is season, with a 350 on base and 32 dongs, that's where you are.
Here's your top two projected win totals in baseball from position players. No doubt about it, it's Mike Trout.
What is it, 9?
4, 8.5,
jeez.
8 in the hook. Roll Mike Trout.
Just God.
Continuing that march to the inner circle of the Hall of Fame. And then it's Mookie Betts at 6.4. So a massive drop-off. And I think Joe Sheehan, who we talked to just a little while ago, is right to say it. Mookie Betts and Chris Bryant are not in the same tiers. But in terms of the conversation we're having about baseball in a larger sense and whether or not the luxury tax should dictate exactly how you go about winning baseball games and when, they are kind of tied together some. Mookie Betts is slated for the second highest win total in baseball when you look at just position players. It's really kind of something.
The 312 says, how accurate are Pecota numbers? For the most part, pretty good.
Yeah, you win some, you lose some, but on the aggregate, the numbers come out fairly good.
And when you look at them yourself, and if you get the Baseball Prospectus season guide, what they will give you are ranges. These are the 50th percentile numbers. These are the numbers. These are the highest likelihood. But they will also say, look, here's your 1% downside risk. Here's your 99% explosion breakout upside. There is a range here. This is just the 50% snapshot of a likelihood. But they admit, and they're now putting sort of percentage risks on some of these things where they've come in on it and how they've decided, and letting you know that, as Joe Sheehan just told you, that especially for minor league players who don't have the experience, this one is better at interpolating and extrapolating some of the data than others are.
Here's where I get all goosed up. You know, that's the math, right? But at the end of it is a player and a projected total for home runs. You want to know what that number reads out for Eloy Jimenez in this year's BP? 38 for Eloy Jimenez. I mean, that's a shake from 50. That's a ball here or there from 40, rather. I mean, that's
a big number.
That's a decent number. It's a 2.8 wins above replacement season for Eloy, who is dragged down quite a bit by the defense because it is awful. 276, 320, 530.
All right, and see if you can find Darvish in there.
I will. Give me a couple of seconds. Fill for me, friend.
Yeah, if you do want to start betting some of these awards and some of the possibilities for awards, they're available. And the numbers I'm giving you are the ones that Jimmy Shapiro sends from over at Bovada right now. Guess who?
Good numbers.
Guess who they have installed as the favorite to win the National League MVP?
Mario Machado?
That's it, Mario Machado. Arenado.
Mookie Betts.
Oh, well, yeah. In my head, I was clicking off the top players, and I don't have Betts on the Dodgers in my head yet.
Yep, the answer is Mookie Betts at 5-1, and then it's Acuna at 6-1, Yelich at 7-1, Bellinger at 8-1, and then a drop-off to a group at 12 of Bryce Harper, Fernando Tatis, Juan Soto, and Nolan Arenado.
I'm sorry, 12-1 for Juan Soto?
Correct. That's a good bet, too.
Sold.
You like Javier Baez at 20-1? You can bet that. You like Chris Bryant at 25-1? You can bet that. You like Anthony Rizzo at 50-1?
Yes.
Well, if you want to put $5 on that
and take
a flyer on it, go ahead. And as far as the White Sox, I have mentioned that there are two that are listed for the American League MVP. They're both 50-1. They are Eloy Jimenez and they are Yoan Moncada.
I like Yoan Moncada for a 5 or a 50-1 or maybe even a 10 spot. No. Damn O'Neill or anything like that, but I'll throw a couple of dollars that way. You asked for Yu Darvish's projected totals via Pecota. It's a 2.92 wins above replacement season.
Okay.
That would be fine, right? That would be, considering where he's come from, a 1.19 whip, a 3.39 ERA. I think those are livable totals. It might not get you a division, but I think in the aggregate here, what it looks to me like is that the sum of the parts might just give the Cubs, yet again, without having done anything this offseason, a shot at an NL Central title. Not a great shot, but a pretty reasonable roll-of-the-baseball-dice shot. For all of that, we're still having a conversation just a couple of days away from pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training about Chris Bryant getting dealt.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join Northwestern Basketball at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Remaining home opponents include Illinois, Michigan, and Minnesota. Single-game tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now at nusports.com. Guess what I have when we come back?
What?
Guns N' Roses tickets.
Guitar!
To see them at Wrigley Field on July 26th. That is straight ahead on The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
This is no ordinary sub shop. This is Firehouse Subs.
Welcome to Firehouse.
Tired of overpriced lunches that underdeliver on flavor?
Head to Firehouse Subs, where for a limited time, you can get a $4.99 choice sub. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, Virginia honey ham, or roast beef. They're custom-made hot subs at a price ready-made to make you smile. Just $4.99, only at Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations plus tax, limited time offer, prices may vary for delivery.
Connor McKnight here, and Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is now offering all laser LASIK for just $495 per eye. I had the procedure a couple of months ago. I'm seeing 2015. It's like living a completely different lifestyle. I don't have to worry about glasses or contacts or the backup contacts or the solution for all of those things or losing all of those things. I wake up in the morning and I can see, and I gotta still every other day or so that happens, and I can't believe I get to do that. After a lifetime of being in glasses and contacts, this is completely different. Here's how you can have the same thing go on. Call or go online and schedule your free consultation with Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. It's awesome because the consultation takes you through every step of the all laser LASIK process. Sharp Vision understands that you're going to have questions about this. The consultation is set up to get you the answers that you're looking for. By the way, the team and the facilities at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, they are the best in Chicago. It's part of the reason I chose them. Also, Sharp Vision price match guarantee, because with it, you understand why the team at Sharp Vision is overqualified and not overpriced. Winter's coming to an end. Spring's coming up. Change your lifestyle. Call Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Believing is seeing.
This week, find great deals at Walgreens. Right now, 12-pack Pepsi products are 3 for $9.99 with card. Limit 3. Plus, select varieties of all-brand laundry care are $1.99 with coupon and card. Get great deals on the everyday essentials you need, right here at your neighborhood Walgreens. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today, 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Just leave me alone while I air guitar.
You do your thing, man. Play it out.
Well, there are lyrics in this one. You should probably get to it.
Give me a number between 0 and 9.
I can do that for you. Show me 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Caller 7.
0.
Wins a pair of tickets to see Guns N' Roses at Wrigley Field on July 26th. 312-591-6700. The contest line.
Gotta be the contest line.
And then you will win. To hear that that clean cutting sound of the Slash's guitar. Does he still put the cigarette up in like the little near the tuners?
I don't know.
The tuning pegs?
I have no idea. Were they lit? Did he do that?
Yeah, he'd have a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, and then he'd kind of take out the lit cigarette and put it right up, sort of jammed into where the strings meet the tuning pegs.
That was more of an Eddie Van Halen move, the cigarette and the headstock. Flash always has one in mouth.
Okay.
Like a lit cigarette?
I don't know how his hair doesn't catch on fire, by the way. It's got so much hair.
I wonder if it's a real cigarette or now if he's like quit and moved on to like movie cigarettes that are that herb mixture.
It's actually candy cigarettes.
The bubble gum?
Yeah.
He's gone clean. Well, the sugar will get you, though. His age, you got to watch out for that, too. I mean, it's not just the tobacco that'll get you.
Yeah, who told the story? Oh, Miska. Miska tells the story about working with Eddie Money. And when they were doing sound check, and Eddie Money would sit there and smoke, and then anytime Eddie Money's wife came over, he would hand Miska the cigarette, so Miska would have to be had to pretend to smoke it.
R.I.P. Eddie Money, oh, right? Yeah. Didn't we just lose?
Yeah, we did.
We just lost Eddie Money, not recently.
Yep.
That's too bad.
Punched his ticket to paradise, as everyone was saying.
Right, we made all those jokes.
Yeah, we made all of the jokes.
And they were so memorable, obviously.
Yeah, they were great jokes, weren't they?
Oh, Lord.
We have thank yous to Brian Geltzeiler and to Joe Sheehan and to Joe Cowley.
Well, sort of to Joe Cowley.
Yeah, thanks I mean, a lot,
thanks
Joe
thanks for
Cowley.
Coming on. It's just that if you made me I just feel terrible now about the basketball team that I like watching. But that's not Joe's fault.
Zawoski, Camp, and Diaz, the producers. Brian Gertsch had our video feed. Kevbo, Kevin Zipak, with the updates. Tomorrow, we'll react to whatever news we have. Zion Williamson is in town. We get to watch him run roughshod on your Bulls.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
He's questionable.
No, he's probable. They upgraded him.
Yeah, I heard him upgraded at shoot-around.
Yep. He was questionable, and then they said he's available, I believe.
Yeah, I think that's what I saw.
And the Pelicans are -5 for those that might be interested.
Yeah, this is one of those when in the middle of the second quarter and the Bulls are up 7, when you just start pounding the money line.
Fire that down.
Yeah, that's the classic Rick Camp structure to that bet and that
make
strategy.
You rich.
Lawrence Holmes is here. We'll do transition next on The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
In Brian's case, did everything that you asked him to do, even though he had filed a grievance against you because of the way that you played around with his service time. Still was there smiling and selling your product and playing as hard as he could.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station.
Scott. Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? Ha ha, I got it! I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one online sportsbook for a reason. They got all the bets you could want. They have a great, easy-to-use app. They have new promotions every day. And once you win, they get you your cash fast. I'm talking like 24 hours kind of fast. If you've been holding out on trying FanDuel Sportsbook, now is the time. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users their first bet risk-free. That means you can place any bet within 7 days of signing up, and FanDuel Sportsbook will refund you up to $500 in site credit if you don't win. XFL starts this weekend. You can bet futures on FanDuel Sportsbook, and there's a certain former Chicago coach that you should probably... Okay, maybe don't bet on him. When was the last time your bookie gave you a do-over? I didn't think so. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android and be sure to use the promo code Connor so they know we sent you. That's promo code Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R. That gets you your first bet risk-free on FanDuel Sportsbook. You must be at least 21 and present in Indiana. Site credit is non-withdrawable. It expires 14 days after receipt. Terms and restrictions apply. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/needle. That's ZipRecruiter.com/needle. ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This week at Walgreens, get great deals on the everyday essentials you need. Right now, 12-pack Pepsi products are 3 for $9.99 with card, limit 3. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
What's good right here in the heart of America?
Yeah, that was a highlight, wasn't it? I mean, that's
3 minute a highlight.
That is really something. It just kept going, but that's, if you're gonna have a night, have a night.
I mean, the chances are high that someone's gonna have to play that back for Travis Kelce so he remembers what the hell he did, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I figured. That's what I figured.
It was Jason Kelce that was dressed as the mummer, correct?
Yes.
I thought Green Man. I thought.
No, it was Jason Kelce as mummer.
Oh.
As a mummer, because it's something that has to do with the area. Anyway.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. When you actually researched what it was.
Oh,
it's got some stuff
that's a little uncomfortable and probably not what he intended
appropriative.
There's some stuff in there. I've enjoyed watching how much they're enjoying this championship. Like seeing Patrick Mahomes show up at the Post Malone concert and everyone just going banana pants when he shows up.
Have you watched? I haven't had a chance to watch the whole thing yet because it came out just before the show started, or at least I saw it then. NFL Films now has the sideline mic'd up. It's like 40 minutes of all of that Super Bowl stuff, all the comeback and what Mahomes is saying to his teammates. Have you had a chance to
The part where he was talking when they were down 10.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
In the fourth quarter.
That's a piece I saw.
And he's walking up and down the sidelines and making sure that everyone is still involved. And
saying they're going to remember this forever.
Forever, yeah. You get that type of buy-in when you've already done historic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When you were down 24 points and then rally to have the lead at halftime. Like, it's the stuff that they did in that game in the last few minutes, and San Francisco played so well for most of that game.
Almost all of it.
And then in the moment when Kelce gets the touchdown, it's almost like he was like, ha ha, we got your asses now.
Yep.
We know that we're still down, but it doesn't matter because here we come.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing that you can do about it.
Well, when the defense gets the stops, and I will continue to try to shine some light on the fact that the defense did its job. They kept getting them the ball back. This doesn't happen unless you're getting the stops.
Chris Jones was such an integral part.
Three total first downs?
Yes. He played so well.
I mean, those moments on the second and five and the third and five, the second and five where he bats the ball down, the third and five where he flushes Garoppolo, like those are plays that you need your defense to be married to what your offense is trying to accomplish. And they found the right spark. Like Frank Clark, all of a sudden, like, wasn't a big part of that game until we get too late in the game.
Yeah.
And then he's out there making plays. I love that the afterglow of their championship has been a lot of fun. Like,
it's fun to see Mahomes enjoying this, like not feeling constrained by the idea of,
if he can't do it now, if this guy after this season, the way he's played, if a pro athlete can't do what he's doing, what's the point?
Yeah, but usually that's not okay for the quarterback to do. It's okay for everyone else. It's okay for the Blackhawks players, except for
Stieg.
Except for like Jonathan Toews. Like, we didn't see Jonathan Toews like being a crazy person.
He just isn't.
Exactly. No. Well, we didn't see it.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean, the dude won a cup.
Three of them.
You have moments.
You have moments, but usually the quarterback has to still. It's like, these are all my guys, and we'll be ready for next year.
Yeah, Mahomes, he's got to like, shine the spotlight places.
Throw me the beer.
Wait a second.
Yeah, I'm going to catch it and shotgun it.
Hold on a second. When Theo Epstein did what he did, aren't all bets off? Wait, when your organization's top executive has the mascot head on and is pouring champagne over his head?
And that's before we even get to the tweet.
Oh, the quote-unquote Jed Hoyer tweet?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, gee.
That's where we get happier times with the Cubs, right? Remember those happy times?
I do. Yeah, I really do.
Happy Pecota Day, by the way. The first of three Pecota Days we're going to have.
So what did we get today? Because I'm not as versed in the Pecota as you guys are.
They split it up a little bit this year. We got individual player projections this year.
Okay.
There's going to be a separate, I haven't read much past it, but there will be a separate fantasy baseball element at the Riesling on Friday, tomorrow. And then Monday, we get the team win total projections. So that's the big headline day. That's their big, you know, they got this many wins and the Cubs are projected for 70.
My prediction would be Cubs 76, White Sox 80. I'll go on the record with those. I think on Monday, Cubs 76, White Sox 80.
Dan is making projection predictions.
I'm making projection predictions.
But very rarely makes game predictions. Okay, gotcha. All right, nice.
Well, because it's informed.
Cool.
That's the appropriate drop for that.
So what else you guys been up to today?
Joe Colley made us want to move to another basketball facility.
I mean, somewhere. There's one 90 miles from here that seems like it's pretty great.
Yeah.
You do the Milwaukee thing just like that.
And he could. But it's a quick drive.
Like adopt them and become a lifelong fan of them retroactively. That doesn't work.
Why not?
You could start spending your money there instead of at the United Center.
Yeah, I've just put so much into my life as a Bulls fan.
That life is over, Dan.
I know.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news and have the cold water, but that life is over. That life for us is over.
It's kind of worse than over, right? I mean, it's in an iron lung. I mean, it's just kind of there. And it can stay for a while, but they're not going anywhere. You just get to be maintained on it.
You know what?
Come by and read to it.
What's made me sad, like thinking about the All-Star game, is how long the Bulls have wanted the NBA to come back to Chicago for the All-Star game. And the NBA is coming here for this.
At least there's a statue of Mike.
Right. But that's always going to be there. And it made me even extra sad when Derek was like, I can't do the skills competition thing because I got the groin thing. So I can't do that. So even like the one kind of cool moment that you're hoping for, now that's not going to happen because Derek's not going to be in it. I don't care about Zach being in the 3-point contest.
But if he wins.
Have you ever felt less connected to a star Bull than Zach LaVine?
Yeah. And you know what?
Oh, no, I decided I love him.
He said, and this bugged me. I guess he said that had he been selected an all-star, he then would have done the dunk contest.
Mm-hmm.
Fam, go do the dunk contest instead of doing the 3-point competition.
He has nothing to gain in the dunk contest.
No, he's won it twice. He's good to go.
If he has something to gain in the 3-point contest?
If he wins, yes. He'll be the first player ever to have won the dunk contest and the 3-point contest.
Okay.
The first player ever. 11 have tried.
I'm sure the building would be electric to see Zach LaVine shoot three.
But I'll just that have would to remind be, them that
think
that
about
happens.
That. If his lasting, if his ultimate NBA legacy, the singular achievement that defines Zach LaVine is him as the only winner of both the slam dunk and 3-point contest, that would be perfect.
The most individual achievements for a most individual player.
Absolutely. Yeah. A perfect identifier, a crystallization of what his game is.
The thing is that the three-point contest gets more buzz at All-Star Weekend right now than the dunk contest.
Not when you can dunk like he does. Like, that guy is a magical dunker. He is still an elite leaper.
Yeah,
not an evil leaper like on the last season of Quantum Leap when things got a little weird and then Sam was dealing with all sorts of stuff because the evil leaper was going back and kind of changing some things they had already changed. And I just embraced my inner geek.
I loved it. That was on after. That was